Alexander Snitker, libertarian, Republican, and political hack. And Adrian Wiley, born-again anarchist and political has-been. Banter, blather, and joke about current events while attempting to figure out whether to keep trying to salvage our constitutional republic or just stock up on marshmallows to roast on the smoldering embers of society. It's time for Unattended Baggage.
Why, thank you, Ledge. Hello, everyone in Podcastville or Internet Land or wherever you may reside. This is Alex, co-host, Unattended Baggage. Along with me is my radio life mate, the man, the myth, the legend, and God's chosen anarchist, Mr. Adrian, chairman of the Building Materials Protect Outs Aging and Logistics Committee of the Westchester Florida Guild of Professional Anarchists, Local Chapter 151. Wiley, how are you doing, sir?
Well, now I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure if I'm God's chosen anarchist.
Well, since we're just throwing that out there today.
What comes along with that, man? What kind of responsibilities do I have?
None.
No?
Live free.
I'm just God's. So I was born into the right tribe.
And so it is written, and so it shall be done.
Well, I'll take it. God's chosen anarchist.
I actually want to get, because we got the t-shirt machine, we got the printer.
Right.
We haven't opened it up yet, so I'm going to bring it to the office.
Yeah.
And maybe I think I'm actually going to do a shirt with you in some kind of Pope outfit.
Oh, I'm liking this.
God's chosen anarchist on it.
I'm liking that. I definitely want one of those.
You want one of those?
Yeah. I will totally wear that.
And
yeah.
I do want to have a t-shirt with a picture of Lindsey Graham that says Magnolia Thunder Pussy on it.
Oh, okay. I like that too.
And I've gone full Carlin.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. This is good. Now I'm starting to picture our shop. You know?
Yeah.
I would buy all of those t-shirts. I totally would. And, it sounds like we're doing a promotional bit here, but this is the first I'm hearing about it, but I'm loving the idea.
Well, I just thought of it just now. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me write it in the show notes. Hold on. Put it there. God's
In all reality, I can't tell you how many times you've told me you're going to make a t-shirt and I'm, still not wearing any of them.
I know.
But now that you have access to a t-shirt making machine... That's a whole different story.
I have what you would consider to be a very small production facility that is already that is there minus a t-shirt.
Minus the printer. I got to semi right now.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it can do coffee
t-shirt
mugs.
T-shirt production facility.
The press can do coffee mugs.
Okay.
And hats.
Oh.
Bar glasses.
I do want an Anarchist Guild hat.
You do want a hat?
Yeah.
Here's the only problem that I have.
Okay.
Is that... It's either vinyl or emulsion or immersion or something. I don't know. It's the kind of thing that you can put down, but it's not stitched.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a totally different machine.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So it won't be stitched.
Okay.
At least not to start off with. Sell enough shit, though, you might fucking
right
been to buy the fucking
stitching machine. I'm pretty sure they're really expensive.
They're a little bit. I've looked them up now.
Yeah.
Well, it is, because I don't have anything turned off on Facebook, and I've said I'm doing these things.
What do you mean you
don't
have anything turned off?
Like it can hear you.
Right.
So I get ads for
now. Ads for t-shirt making machines.
Oh, all the time now. Yeah. All the time. And the stitching thing.
Right. Right.
Like a big sewing machine.
Remember when I told you about that a decade ago, and you didn't believe me?
Believe you what?
That your fucking devices were listening to you.
Yeah. No, they totally are. No, they totally are.
Right.
And here's the part that
you don't care anymore.
Here's the hot. Well, hold on. Here's the hot take. You're not going to like at all.
Okay.
Part of me likes it because I get ads that I like.
I just don't understand that. I really, I've heard so many people say that. I was talking to a woman this week, a client, and she was saying the same thing. Well, I know it's all listening, but I really like it because it's so convenient. Because I get ads for things I want. It's like, okay, so you're being manipulated to buy shit you don't need.
Well, did you come up with the
idea?
You
are consumer cattle.
Chattel, maybe.
No, cattle.
Oh, cattle.
Yeah. No, I use that word specifically.
Oh, I thought I was trying to use a worse word.
No. You're being, basically pushed into corrals and driven and out into the pasture. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you are being controlled.
I like the ads, though, so we're good.
Wow. Yeah. Just craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did have an update request.
Okay.
Your new dog, and I think the name was Huckleberry.
No, it's Finn.
Huckleberry Finn. Is his first name Huckleberry?
Well, it's a female. So Finn's kind of a weird name to begin with.
So can she be my Huckleberry then?
Sure, whatever. Well, she's doing great. We just had her yesterday. I took her to the groomer because she's one of those dogs you got to take to the groomer. You know
why?
Because she's got like hair, and it keeps growing and growing and growing and gets matted. And yeah, I told the wife we just need to let it go and let the dog have dreadlocks. I'd be cool with that.
You want to go with the dreadlocks?
Right. Yeah, why not? You know, but no. So it's the upside, though, is it's not a sheddy dog. You know, so there's not hair all over the place. Every dog I've ever had is just like hair everywhere, you know, especially my last dog. But so that's a plus. But apparently we're not doing a great job at training the dog.
I am absolutely horrible at that. My dog is not in, like, I can't take my dog out to other humans or anything like that because I was like, I didn't believe in it.
Yeah. So, well, I'm very good at training dogs, but it's a big investment of time. You know, you got to really spend the time, you know, so yeah. I'm very good at my wife. Terrible, completely inconsistent, all over the map. You know, she actually was asking me for, like, okay, you need to write up a list of the commands and under what circumstances I use the commands, you know? So we went to the groomer yesterday, and the groomer is like this hard bodied woman. You know, I think she's a woman, pretty sure she's a woman. I mean,
but hard body though. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, not, but you know, not attractive.
She's got guns, you know? And she's like a total bitch, you know. So she's giving a shit about the dog and how you're training. And
she got one bitch petting the other bitch.
Yeah, and, okay. And so, you know, I got the dog, and I'm trying to, you know, she hands me back the leash and everything, and I'm trying to make the dog heel and sit. And eventually, you know, she's all hyper and everything. And eventually I get her to settle down and sit. And the woman the whole time, no, you're doing it wrong. No, here's a card of a trainer. You guys need a trainer and all this, you know. And she just beating the shit out of us, right? So I was getting annoyed with this woman, and I'm thinking, yeah, I actually want to fight this chick.
You want to fight her?
I wanted to fight her. She looked like she worked out, so it'd probably be actually a pretty fair fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apparently my wife later told me that she, like, posts her bodybuilding pictures, you know.
Oh, she's one of those.
She's like a bodybuilder type.
Oh, no.
Seriously, she had guns, you know. And
bigger guns than you.
So I was a little, you know, I actually didn't want to fight her because she'd probably kick my ass. But so
you were a little scared.
So anyway, so the dog's doing good, but you know, so that night we're home, and my wife starts crying, you know, and I'm like, why are you crying? What's going on? You know, and a lot of things were going on this week, so there was, you know, a lot of emotion in the house. But she's like, I'm terrible at training my dog.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Right. So I gave her some shit about it, right? I'm like, oh, come on. Really? You're going to cry over that? And later in the night, you know, I get a little high. And, you know.
I was a little high.
I was a little high. And we watch a rom-com, right?
Oh, God.
Right. And at the end of the rom-com, this thing got me. And I started crying. At the end of the rom-com.
And which one was it?
Oh, God. I don't even
dreams.
Know. No, it was...
Schindler's List.
It was... God, it was not even a good one. It was called Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais. Gervais?
Gervais?
Yeah. And so, hysterical. I mean, again, I was a little high. But I was laughing hysterical through the whole thing. In the end, it got me. And I'm crying, right? And I go to my wife, I go, look, it got me, you know, I'm showing her and I'm laughing and you know, half laughing, half crying type of thing. And she lays into me like, you pussy. What, are you crying? Oh, my God. I can't believe you're crying. How pathetic is that? You know, like, holy shit. And like, I'm like, what do you want from me? You know, next morning, first thing this morning, she's doing the same thing, laying into me for crying. So I am so confused by what women want. You know, originally thought it was the whole toxic masculinity thing, got really good at that. You know what I'm saying? And then we found out, no, that's not what they want. So, you know, throwing a little crying into rom-com, apparently that's not what they want either. What the hell do you women want? You know, this is when I wish we had a call-in show, because I think a lot of women say they want men to be in touch with their emotions and their feminine side and shit like that. I don't think they do, man. I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
I don't
you think know what
that
I'm
they
saying?
Do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like a beach wedding.
Okay.
Okay, it's a good thought.
Right.
You'd like it.
Right.
But when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, and
the
sand's blowing in your face and bird shit, you know. Right, exactly.
It's the same thing with that.
Yeah.
Like, they think they want that. And then when it happens, they're like, no, I don't want that.
Well, it could have been a little payback because I kind of like gave shit for crying over the dog.
It could be a little bit.
It could have just been good for the goose, good for the gander type of thing. Yeah. But
here's the thing, though. Huh. Actually, so I think that what happened is that because Ricky Gervais is an anarchist, right?
Is he?
No, I'm sorry, an atheist.
Oh, an atheist?
Because he's an atheist, but atheism and anarchism both start with an A.
Okay.
God picked that point to touch you.
Right.
To God prove chose to me. You yeah, right. that you're God's chosen anarchist.
I it could be. It's quite possible.
I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Hey, but, so like, now I'm hang on. Do you want to be in like a white pope kind of garb?
Well, hang on. I want to flush out my emotions here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're still dealing with my emotions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just
going
to ignore it.
I don't. What's going Pussy. On? Right? What's going on that I'm crying at a fucking rom-com?
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing, though. What was the moment that got you?
It was fucking Ricky Gervais and Tia Leone. I don't know what the hell was going on.
Tia Leone?
Right. Yeah. How the hell did that happen?
What was the name of the
movie? And why would my wife shame me for it? What the hell is going on here? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's strange.
I think your wife doesn't want to have, like, when's the last time you cried in front of your wife?
Oh, God.
Was it at a funeral?
Probably, yeah.
A funeral. That was the last time,
probably,
right?
At a funeral. I don't even recall. Yeah.
So she just doesn't want that in a man.
Apparently not. Yeah. But see, they all...
You should have bent it over and given it to her right then and there on the spot.
I don't think she was having it, man. I think she was pretty turned off by me in the moment there.
Well, that sucks.
But here's the thing. So it's like the greater question is, what's going on there with women? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, it's just, hold on.
Right.
It's what they say and what they want is two different fucking things completely.
Right.
Like, here's the thing. They want a nice guy, but they don't want a fucking nice guy. Like, you want, look, it goes down to the
part of
like the new dating scene now.
Right.
Where, like, you know, 10% of the guys are fucking all the women, right?
Right.
And then the other 90% of the guys aren't fucking any women.
Is that the case? I mean,
I'm sure those aren't exact numbers, but
if that's exact numbers, that's really sad.
Oh, dude, hold on.
90% of the dudes out there aren't getting laid.
If you look up right now, like half of the men,
right,
haven't even had sex yet.
Oh, right. Yeah. That is true. Yeah.
Like, but that's like 50% of men have had
sex. Yeah. Younger people. Absolutely.
I mean, older people is different, but younger people, like, it's the numbers are all those skew right now.
Half of them are afraid to drive a car.
But the other thing is this, though, that women will be like, well, men are pigs and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, hold on. If half of them ain't fucking.
Right.
And they're having no sex whatsoever.
Right.
Like, in order to be a pig, you would have to be at least fucking. They're mad at the ones they're fucking.
Right.
They're not mad at the rest of them. They won't give the rest of them the fucking time of day.
That is true. Yeah.
They're mad at the ones they're fucking. And the guys that are fucking everything. Like, they got the script down. They know what's going on. They know the game. They can run game on all these chicks. And the thing is this, the women will say, I want a nice guy, or I want this, or I want this. Now, they want a bad guy, probably one that has a girlfriend so they can fuck them, because they want what other women have. Because in all reality, the problem in this whole fucking male-female dynamic is the women, not the men. Because here's the thing. An average-looking woman,
right,
can fuck anyone she wants to fuck whenever she wants to fuck.
I don't know about that, but...
The average-looking man ain't fucking anything.
Really? Is that true?
I think...
I mean...
Here's the thing. The numbers bear it out. Now, I don't...
Look...
I never thought I was in, like, the upper 10% of things, but, like, I guess I am.
Well, look, you've been out of the game for a long time. Well, I've been out of the game for a very long time, you know. So,
yeah,
we don't know.
Look,
so
hold on.
So it was a different time period.
Yeah, but I've done enough Uber driving around and have women hitting on me.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, I could have, like, I didn't, but I could have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's true. I do.
Like, I know I had enough game when I was driving a goddamn Uber that I could fuck some, you know.
Yeah, that is true. I've been in situations where.
You were like, oh, fuck, I still got it.
You know that all you need to do is say a few words. And you know, you could close that deal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that's, yeah. I get to what you're saying there. But yeah, it's just a weird dynamic. Yeah.
Look, first off, I don't understand. But also, here's the thing. I blame women, though. It's their fault.
Yeah.
Look, they have the pussy.
Yeah.
They have what men want. Look, you have to be your equivalency, an average looking woman.
Right.
The male equivalency that for when it comes to being able to fuck on demand whenever they want to fuck.
Right.
Is damn near a fucking movie star.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and again, I don't think it was like this back in the day as much. I mean, like,
well, no, because the internet.
Right. And here's the thing. It seems like women today think that, you know, they have to have a guy that's over 6 feet. You know, they have to have a guy that makes, you know, 200 grand a year. You know what I'm saying? It's like the
yeah, standards. That's 1% of the population.
Yeah. The standards are just so unreasonably high, you know. But
well, that's also why a lot of women I picked up that were in their fucking 30s or that were in their like
right.
upper 30s, lower 40s.
We're alone
and right. desperate as fuck and willing to fuck anything at that point.
Right.
So
right.
like it's weird. Like they look at it as that they you know, they got to get the catch of the world. Right.
Right.
Where honestly, if they got an average hardworking dude that was, you know, he would have been able to provide for you. But like you don't want that, though.
Mm hmm.
There's a standard that's gone on out there that has really done some yeah. serious damage to like society in general.
Yeah, it's almost as if like I don't know, man. It's strange. The other thing I keep seeing in like movies and TV and everywhere you look, they are promoting the idea that women are more physically powerful than men.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it happens.
It's like every show, every movie, every show recently, you know, like you've got this 5'5", 120-pound woman kicking the shit out of a room full of, you know, 6'2", 220-pound guys.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and it just there's no way in that's reality, but obviously there's some huge demand for that. Or maybe that demand's fallen off. Look at that new movie, the female spy, Madam Web. That flopped so bad.
Oh no, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's a superhero movie.
No, I didn't even
you
know.
Didn't hear anything about this.
You know, I might have heard something, but I didn't give a fuck.
Basically, they're trying to reinvent the whole Spider-Man universe and make the lead character a woman.
Which hold on. Considering what's going on, what happens with Peter Parker and getting bit and then turning into a superhero,
right?
You could be a woman and do that because Peter Parker was just a little boy,
right? Yeah, exactly.
So you could do that.
Right.
And it's not a it's not a problem with doing that. I think what I hate is in certain, like I've been watching some newer shows and it does seem like it's the women are all like young, beautiful women that are small are in charge of all these big dudes.
Right. Yeah.
And like none of the big dudes are going to just kill that person.
Right. And she can kick the shit out of
yeah, them. Yeah. And she kicks one of them off a fucking building and like.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on. So I think, I don't know. I
actually don't have a problem with that, though. Like, I don't have a problem with women. Like, look, if you want to, women want to be stronger and be, you know, all that in the bag of chips, that's cool in the gang for me. I think a strong woman's kind of hot, actually.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Don't be walking down a motherfucking alley and thinking you're going to be whooping some dude's fucking ass, though. Like, you better,
right.
better know your role.
Exactly. You need to temper your expectations with reality.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look, I love superhero movies. You don't see me fucking putting on a suit and fucking running around thinking I'm going to fucking
right.
stop crime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, no, I don't have that script.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because we're living in a time where it seems like we have the whole concept of gender is radically changing right before our eyes. Yeah. You know? But so much of it is, you know, it seems now we're getting out of phase with reality in a lot of ways. With the whole gender. And I'm not even just talking transgender. I'm just talking about gender in general. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, yeah. I mean, you have a lot of people that are against what they would consider to be the patriarchy.
Right.
And then, so in order to destroy the patriarchy, then all of the gender roles within that have right. to be the opposite of what they are.
Right. Right.
But the thing is this, though. Still the power dynamic.
When you go to the opposite, you're going the wrong direction. You're still establishing.
Oh no, you're getting back imbalance. To the same. Well, no, but you're. It's not the imbalance. They're not looking for balance. They're looking for imbalance. They're looking for the power.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I think that's what's going on with so many of these.
Whenever you put
movements,
listen. Whenever if you put a bunch of women in charge, right?
Right.
Let's say a bunch of women in charge. what are they going to do? The same thing that men do.
No. I think it would actually in some ways be better and some ways be worse.
No. Like, are they going to...
Because groups of women together are incredibly dangerous to themselves. You put groups of women together, they're stabbing each other in the back. You put groups of men together, they may go wage war on other groups of men, but they're not going to have the same kind of internal conflict.
Oh, no. That's, well, I guess that's, you know, true, too. Saying? But I'm saying the toxic characteristics that the women were claiming that men were doing,
right.
If you put women in charge, they have the same characteristics.
Oh, yeah. They'd still have the tribal mentality.
The problem is the power, not anything else.
Right.
But that's not what they want, though. These people that are fighting for this stuff want the power. But they want the power without the responsibility of it. It's like there's some videos I've watched of some guys where there's like, you know, they want women to pay for half of the date and the women don't think that the man should pay for all the date.
The women don't?
The women think the man should pay for all the date. And the men are saying, well, look, if you want equality
right,
then they don't.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in the camp where I think that the man should pay for the entire date.
Why?
Just... natural.
I don't have any particular take on this, but I'm just like, curious as to why you feel.
If I was going out dating for the first time,
right?
I would pay for the meal.
Okay, why?
She's got the pussy.
Okay, I get that. I get that from a male perspective, but let's.
And I do think there's a chivalrous aspect to it that I still believe in. That I don't like. I'm not going to not believe in the chivalrous aspect of it, though.
Right.
And here's the thing: if a woman was like, "Oh, I'm going to pay for half." I'm not going to stop you.
Right.
Like, if you want to do that, I'm not going to stop you. But, like, I'm going to say I'll pay for the date. And then she's like, well, I'll pay for my half. Okay,
right.
That's cool. You can pay for your half.
And again, if I were to take a woman out on a date, I'd have absolutely no expectation that she paid for anything. I would just make the assumption that I'm covering everything.
Yeah.
You
know? No, that's.
And I wouldn't have a problem with that. But
and I wouldn't even necessarily have the expectation of getting fucking laid at the end of it either. I just think that's
chivalrous. The ultimate
goal. It's a chivalrous thing to do. I do think that men and women are hardwired. I think men are hardwired for the most part to be the protectors for women.
Right.
And women are there to help the man.
So, right.
Like, I think that they're, I and again, people.
So it makes sense from a biological standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, that a man should, you know, prove that he can defend and provide for the woman.
Yeah.
Right. So instinctively, women want that, you know. But
society's telling them they don't want
society's
it.
Society's telling them they don't want it.
They go, you have your own. Some women are going so far as to say, well, we don't need men anymore.
Right. And
which it, here's the thing.
Might be true, actually.
No. Okay. Who's going to do your plumbing when your plumbing's out? Right.
Right.
Who's going to do your electrical when your electrical? Who's going to build your house?
Here's the thing.
Who's going to build your roads?
Here's the thing. You get AI and robots and the women will not need us.
Still for electric and plumbing.
But then again,
who's gonna run the fucking?
We get the right kind of AI and robots. We're not going to need women either.
Well, no, they're both working for. They're both technology is working for obsolescence.
You put
on both
a few
sides.
Soft holes in those robots, and we're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Could very well be.
So yeah, but it's just an interesting dynamic right now. I find it fascinating how we're in that.
Part of me's glad I'm not dating right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Part of me's sad I'm not dating right now.
Well, you know what would be interesting?
Because I think I'd be in that 10%, and I think I'd be getting a lot of different pussy.
I think so, too. And I think that you would also find that a lot of guys who have been out of the market for a long time still know how the game used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that game still works, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and again, it's really...
Look, you just pay attention and listen to a woman for about 5 or fucking 10 minutes, and you look decent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can
have
you
some
can
confidence.
You can talk a little bit, not like a retard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be a little cultured.
Right.
Not a lot of cultured, just a little cultured.
Right.
You're good.
Yeah. So... Yeah, exactly.
Look, I've seen the game some of these kids are running, these younger kids are running, man.
How
and they
it?
Got no game.
They got no game?
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. If that game's working, then, I mean, look, I'm used to chess, and these motherfuckers are playing checkers.
Right.
You know, like, it's just, it's bad. But, again, it's one of those things where, look, everything changes over time. You know, what used to work before doesn't work now. I do think it is a sad state of affairs, though, that you have all these women that don't, that, like... That are like, you know, well, I can't find a good man or anything like that.
Right.
And there's a bunch of men out there that aren't having any sex that are good men that you just are ignoring completely.
It's your own fault. Hang on a second. Let's not lay all the blame on the women here. I hear some of these dudes that aren't getting any bitching, and they, you know, it's like, fuck you too.
Definitely.
What do you expect? You expect women to come knock on your door? Well, yeah,
you know what it is? Because those guys have been rejected so many times.
Right. They're broken.
They do things to get themselves rejected at that point, though.
Oh, maybe.
Because they bitch. And they'll bitch to the women that they're on a date with.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Like, oh, I guess you don't want to come over. They'll say just passive-aggressive shit like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And have no ability to, you know, like, to work it.
Right.
So don't get me wrong, but again, who do you blame on that one? I guess you blame
the dudes.
In some aspects, you blame the dudes, but that dude's been rejected so many times. You're right. He's broken at this point, though.
Well, how many times you been rejected?
I mean,
back in the day. Plenty. We're talking.
Yeah. Plenty of times.
Actually, I don't know. I had a pretty high close rate. You know,
there's a bunch of girls that I remember in high school that I wanted to date and I never was able to.
Yeah, but any ones you really tried for.
But I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing at the time either, though.
Yeah. So,
you know, like right now, again, if I was single tomorrow,
right,
I would safely say that I would probably be able to pick up some strange pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have much problem either. So I don't know.
The one thing I would say is, if I went out specifically looking for it, I wouldn't find it. It's if I went out and wasn't looking for it that I would find it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah.
If I went out trying to run game on girls to try to get them in bed,
you know, this actually,
wouldn't probably work out well.
I've got a business proposal for you.
Oh, all right.
All right. We set up a company that allows you to test your game. Okay. And we set it up, I don't know, like a bar or a grocery store. We can have different ones, you know, different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. And we, you know, basically bring in women and we pay them for a day. And we just, you know, we have these guys come in and try things out. And well, I guess we could do it for both genders, you know, either way you want to, you know. So it's kind of like a training and practice type exercise where people can come in and test their game in a controlled, safe environment. You know,
will you wear the anarchist Jesus robe?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a new thing. But no, think about that. It would be interesting to, you know, say, because we're sitting here talking like we're two fucking middle-aged men that haven't chased any strange in decades, you know what I'm saying? And we're talking like we got game. How the fuck do we know we got game?
Well, here's the thing. I know.
No. You know from a little flirting in an Uber cab.
Yeah, but you know? I know. Here's the thing, though. Enough to know that you can tell the sign of when a woman is interested.
And I agree with that.
Even not the drunk ones.
Right, yeah. Even though drunk ones are fish in a barrel.
Well, yeah, that's a different
but
game.
But see, now that's wrong. You see what I'm saying? And again, I'm not talking...
But you can make the wrong move.
I'm not... No. What I'm saying, what I just said was toxic masculinity. It was rapey. It was, you know, all those things.
Oh, you mean when drunk women want to fuck more?
Right.
That's toxic masculinity?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It could be that, or it could just
and
be...
And I'm not
the,
saying passed out or even, you know, so drunk that she's not making right decisions.
No, I'm just saying...
I'm just talking a little drunk.
Yeah, okay, that's
like
the truth.
Pretty much where almost every sexual encounter...
Hold on. So women who drink a drink that lower their inhibitions all of a sudden get a little horny, that's toxic masculinity?
I don't know.
Is it cause and effect of the drink?
Again, man, don't ask me these questions because I don't know. That's why I need the fucking training center. You know what I'm saying?
The training center.
I need that
game training center.
Because I have absolutely no idea. Is like I said, and again, this is all hypothetical, but if I were out in the game, okay, and I'm making the moves on a woman who's slightly drunk, but not like, you know, falling down, not like incapable of making decisions, just a little on the drunk side, you know, which pretty much like a good majority of my sexual encounters in my single days occurred initially on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, It today, though, is that the wrong thing? Is that the right thing? Am I being a predator? Am I one of those guys at that point that women say, oh, all men are like this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. Where does that put you?
I don't know. And right. I don't care. Like, if here's the thing. If I was a single guy and I went to the bar, let's say I was going to a bar and there was a girl at the bar and I started talking to the girl at the bar.
Right.
If I see the signs of like, hey, maybe it's time to make a move,
right.
then I might make a move. But but hold on, make a move isn't put a fucking roofie in them. Like make, you know,
okay, Bill Cosby,
make right. make a move exactly. is like, you know, you want to go outside,
yeah. or,
you
hey, know, you want to go back to my place.
But it's asking a question and waiting for an answer,
right?
And if she doesn't answer the question because she's too fucking drunk,
then you move on.
Yeah, yeah, then you don't do that,
right?
Because that would be...
Then you get to the point, like, can we get her home safe? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because you can very easily turn into having to be that dude, too, to make sure that somebody gets home safe, too.
Right.
Yeah. Look,
you don't want to take on that responsibility either.
No, right? No.
That's a fucking albatross, man.
Well, no, and that gets you in the friend zone quick.
I was hitting on this chick, man, and she got too drunk, and now I got to deal with her. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I had to take women home like that in the Uber. That
right.
Was,
I'm sure you did a lot
of that. Not because I was hitting on them, but because they got in the vehicle.
That is true. Yeah. Now you can just call him an Uber.
Yeah.
That is a better way to go.
I'm sure dudes do that. I know dudes do that because I picked a lot of them up.
Actually, that's actually a beneficial thing. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, though, if the dude does it the wrong way, though, like if the dude, like if he bails out too early on the girl and gets her an Uber and takes her home and she starts sobering up a little bit but still kind of fucking drunk,
right.
might She's be good like, for the Uber.
No, no, take. Oh, she tells
like
Uber
the Uber
guy,
yeah,
no, just drop me off at this other place.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting a booty call.
Or pull over the car.
I'll
catch you a fucking ride on
the
way home.
Yeah, I think you've fantasized a little too much about some Uber rides there. I think that might be
I've said no.
I think that might be a personal fetish there.
No, it wasn't even a personal That's fetish personal thing. Fetish.
All I know, look, if I was back in the game and I'm trying to pick up a woman in a bar, I'm leading with I cry at rom-coms.
You know, I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think that should be my lead?
Listen,
I'm very good at training dogs.
Here's the thing. I think that it was very easy to name this thing called toxic masculinity, whatever they think that it is.
Right.
However, in doing that, they're trying to move men to being feminine, and women want masculinity still. They want a man.
Right.
They just don't want they would consider to be a toxic man. Look, and here's the thing. You know some dudes out there that are just assholes for the sake of being assholes.
Right.
A lot of that, I think, gets moved off to toxic masculinity. When, you know, somebody I would put like a guy that's in like the woman hater category.
Right.
Of like he does want a woman that's going to, you know, shut up and make him a sandwich and anything she says, he's going to shit
on. That's a funny thing that, you know, guys seem to go back around to, you know, if they
can.
Yeah.
If they get jaded.
Yeah. If they get so jaded, they come back to, you know, women should be completely oppressed and subservient and, you mm-hmm. know, all that
well,
stuff.
Well, because for them, it's easy. Here's the thing. It's at that point, you can say that you're being rejected because of that instead of being rejected because you're just not very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or an asshole. Yeah.
You know, and some people just enjoy being an asshole. I mean, look at the current presidential nominations to find the people that just thoroughly enjoy being assholes.
Is that a segue?
No,
we're not moving on.
No, I didn't even want to go to him, be honest with you. But I mean, it's a nice thing to say. Here's the thing. Donald Trump is proof enough that women like assholes.
There you go. Yeah.
Because there's enough women out there that like him that he's, you know.
Yeah, I guess. That's a whole different dynamic. But it might stem from all the same thing. You know what
I'm saying? I think there's a lot of it's the same thing. I think a lot of it's the same.
I think we're, you know, in general, we're losing a lot of the personal communication ability. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because if you call somebody, it's almost like, oh, how did you call me?
Well, and I think that because of that, we're tending more and more. And less in some ways, but more in other ways, to always want to put all of a certain category of human beings into one group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, you know, part of the issue there.
I can't believe this is where we went for this show, by the way.
Right, exactly.
Like, I really can't believe this is where we went with this show, by the way.
It's just, I don't know. There wasn't a lot in the news that I cared about. And I sure as shit don't give two fucks about the election. you know.
Oh, no, I mean, no. I just, who gives a fuck?
And people are asking me all the time. And it's like, I don't care.
Like, one of them, I know, people are so hell-bent on one or the other of like, right. You know, this guy's the worst guy or this guy's the worst guy. You're both right.
Right.
They both suck. They don't do anything.
Yeah. All I know is I had to do my corporate taxes this week.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, it's an S corporation, so I don't have to pay anything on that, but it all gets passed through to my personal, which I probably have to do next week. But, you know, all I know is, you know, presidents keep changing and I still got to pay taxes.
Yeah.
You know,
no, none of them want to change anything at the end of the day. Again, right. It's just another power dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all it is. It's just another power dynamic, man. And you got one side. I mean, they both suck. They both suck for different reasons, you know?
They're but the bottom line that no one wants to really believe is that there's no difference between them. There's just no difference.
No discernible one.
Yeah.
I mean, not right. Really.
Abortion.
Look, you're arguing. Hey, hold on. You're arguing over percentages with that one, too. Look, Trump came out and was like, well, we should, you know, a 13-week ban.
Right. Yeah. Right.
3.5 months? Or no, maybe he said 16 weeks even.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a 16-week ban is what he would call for. You know, I got to tell you, and this is the thing that nobody wants to admit. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Trump in that position is the majority position.
Well, Trump could say, you
probably
know,
20 weeks is probably the majority.
I think we should have abortion up until, you know, age 21 and people would be like, yeah,
yeah you know, some people out there.
So it doesn't matter. Matter what he says. It's the fact that he says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all stupid. I mean, we have some articles about that. We got some stuff to talk about with that. There's some things that are bigger, though, that are bigger issue or bigger topics in here. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd go to the Walmart one first.
Walmart? All right, let's do it.
So, target to limit self-checkout to 10 items or fewer as Walmart also adjusts.
Thank God.
So, Target is set to limit the number of items that can be purchased in its self-checkout lanes to 10 items or fewer. The retail giant said Friday that the change would take effect Sunday at most of its almost 2,000 stores nationwide. Some self-checkout lanes may also close entirely at certain hours, depending on foot traffic patterns, it said. The change is partially in response to the end of the pandemic, during which customers preferred a contactless option, the company said. Target said it began piloting 10 items or less self-checkouts last fall and decided to move forward with a nationwide rollout based on the response. Here's the thing. This is a lie.
Oh, yeah.
What they just said right there
is a lie. Everything about this is a lie.
Here's why they're getting rid of self-checkout or why they're limiting it. Because imagine this. If you can check out yourself, that you don't actually, not everybody's honest, and all of a sudden shit goes up missing.
Right.
There's videos on YouTube on how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were losing money left and right. So now they're going to have to close them down and start putting the checkout people.
Honestly, down. I don't fault anyone from stealing from a self-checkout. Not a single, I don't fault it. I don't even think of it as immoral.
Really?
No, not even remotely.
I'm curious. Why is that?
Because that should be your fee for actually doing work for the company.
Okay.
I consider that the fee. Okay. Because if you want me to work for your company, then there you go. You're going to pay me for it. And how you're going to pay me is, you know, I'm going to take, 5% of the shit that I put in my bag and I'm not going to pay you for it. You know, consider it a gratuity from you to me.
Or an asshole tax.
Because here's the thing. You want me to tip all your fucking employees every time I turn around because you don't want to pay them. Well, guess what? If I'm doing the work, you're going to tip me. Now, having said that, I've never stolen from a self-checkout because I think I've used a self-checkout twice in my entire life. Okay. And it was, I think both times were at Home Depot when I had, you know, one or two items. I hate them. I despise them for exactly that reason. Don't make me do your fucking work. You got a store. It's your responsibility to make sure that you're seeing what I'm leaving with and charging me appropriately. And if you don't, hey, man, I'm not trained for this sort of thing. You know, I'm not being paid to do this.
You make a valid point. A valid point.
I mean, so fuck all the retailers who are doing that, and congrats to everyone who's ever stolen from a self-checkout.
Well, I do think, though, I do think that at the end of the day, this is going to have a good result.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, if you limit self-checkout to 10 items or less, let's say you run into Walmart or someplace and you're grabbing one or two things, you don't want to have to sit in that fucking line the whole goddamn time. Because sometimes when
didn't Walmart go 100% self-checkout?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they did. No, I've gone into some Walmarts and
they have a huge self-checkout
area.
They
got two of them.
Yeah.
Most of them.
And then there's a couple of lanes they still leave open.
There's lanes that they leave open and there's huge checkout areas.
Yeah.
But if you limited it to 10 items or less, because what pisses me off is when you get the people that don't know what the fuck they're doing in those self-checkout areas,
right,
and they're fucking shit up left and right and taking all day long when I'm just trying to get the fuck out of there with whatever I came in to buy, like one or two items.
Right.
So if you limited self-checkout to like 10 items or fewer and then moved all the bigger stuff over there, I actually think it'll work out better for everybody. Like, I think it would work out better, like, because you'll be more efficient when it comes to the people that have a lot of stuff to check out.
Right.
And then the people that are just coming in for one or two aren't hogging those lines over there and they can get in and out quick.
Well, excuse me, man. Here's the thing. In 10 years, maybe even less than that, there will be no checkouts whatsoever.
Because it'll just be all RFID'd and...
Yeah, you'll be automatically identified the moment you walk into a store. Anything that you grab and, you know, leave the store with is going to be tracked automatically. It's going to be automatically deducted from your account. So essentially, you'll just walk it. It'll be like shoplifting because you'll just walk in and grab what you want and walk out.
Yeah, and people are going to be selling like RFID stickers that you put on top of those things in order to get them for free.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing that as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And
so then they're going to have armed security at the checkpoints.
Exactly.
And people are going to get shot.
And then what's going to happen is they're going to hire people to check, you know, that their account. Yeah, exactly. Look, no matter what they do, people are always going to steal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and loss prevention knows this. The question is, can you keep it at the acceptable ratio?
Yeah. In some places you can. In some places you can't, though. Right. That's why they close those stores down. That's not like the same.
No, that's not why. That's not why.
What do you mean?
If you run the numbers, the stores they closed, they kept open stores that had way higher loss rates than the ones they closed. In San Fran and...
Well, why'd they close the ones in San Fran then?
That probably weren't very profitable and it was a good excuse.
Well, but... Hold on. You don't think the theft had something to do with the profitability?
If you run the numbers, you know, and someone...
Yeah, but the loss had something to do with running the numbers, though. That's a line item on it.
But what I'm saying, though, is the reason that... The reason they stated didn't make any sense because the stores that they kept open had much higher loss rates than the ones they closed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And again, I actually, like I said, I know the guy who is either the head of or he's very high up in the hierarchy of loss prevention for Target. I really ought to ask him these questions. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't want to, you know, like I'm doing an investigative interview because I feel like they're definitely not telling us the whole story. Yeah.
No, they're not. But again, it's one of those things where you're going to have, I do think it's going to move to what you're talking about, where it's going to be one of those things where you just walk in, because Amazon tried to do it with a couple stores. I don't think they ever got it all the way figured out.
The tech isn't perfect yet, but you integrate.
It's getting there, though.
You integrate a little AI and that problem will be solved.
Oh, no, it's going to fix that.
Yeah. So,
you know, but you know, the other thing really big, though, is the delivery.
Right. Yeah.
You know, their theft prevention probably goes, like, there's a lot less theft if that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah. So, by the way, I had to do a refund on Amazon this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it took me forever to actually interact with a human being. I had to do so much research to figure out how to find, even to just do an online chat with a customer service representative for Amazon.
They don't want to talk to people.
They do not want to talk to people. And it was a software purchase. So I actually, you know, it was a digital delivery thing. So it's normally the type of thing they say, nope, once you buy it, it's over. You can't do anything with it. But I did get it refunded. But just the hoops, the research. I had to do a half hour research to figure out how to talk to a human being at Amazon.
Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah, I did. And I got it squared away. But still, it's just crazy how they want zero human interaction. You know, what I'm saying?
They don't want to hire. They want to hire a lot less people to do that.
Right. Yeah.
So. Would you want to talk to the general public on the regular?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
No.
I turn away business. In fact, this week I turned away business because it was you know, an individual wanting me to do some computer work for him. And I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
No. I don't want to work with, you know, the general public. It's bad enough having to work with businesses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So general public is horrendous. It's bad enough that I have to do occasional work for friend and families. You know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so let's move on to Boeing.
Yeah, let's do the Boeing thing. I don't know very much about this one. I kind of left myself in the dark almost on purpose.
All right, but you know about the Alaska Airlines, the bolts were not attached and the door blew out mid-flight.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. Well, suddenly, there's been a whole bunch of other incidents. Like in the past 10 days, there's been several major, like, serious failures on Boeing aircraft. Like, for example, I'm just going to touch on a few of them. A tire fell off a United Airlines flight coming out of San Francisco and landed in the airport parking lot or a parking lot, like a rental car parking lot, and destroyed a couple of cars. That happened this past week. A United plane loses an external panel mid-flight, also out of San Fran, had to make an emergency landing in Portland, you know, because a panel just fell off the bottom of the plane.
Jesus.
You know, Boeing plane forced to make an emergency landing in LAX after may have been a hydraulic issue, like the rudder started to get stuck, which is not a really good thing. Was that the rudder? Mechanical issue? Now, that might have been a different one. I think there was a separate incident where the rudder was sticking. They had to make an emergency landing. Here was the stuck rudder. That one was coming out of heading from the Bahamas to New Jersey. So anyway, all these instances in the past week of Boeing aircraft just having all kinds of catastrophes.
Falling apart.
Oh, yeah, and that one that dropped like, you know, 5,000 feet in a few seconds. You know, and a bunch of passengers were injured because they bounced off the ceiling.
No. That one was a UFO.
No, that one was actually a flight attendant apparently hit a button on the seat, which caused the pilot's seat to move forward and jam him into the controls.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Like, it's a bad idea if that function exists on aircraft, you know. So anyway, all these Boeing problems, right? So, of course, you know, we're looking into, right now there's an investigation going on into the whole Alaska Airlines door blowing out in mid-flight, you know, because that was a biggie. Obviously, that could have been catastrophic. Well, they're trying to figure out who at the Boeing factory was the one who actually installed this door and, you know, was supposed to bolt it down. Well, all the video footage has been overwritten, and they have no records of who actually worked on that component. Now, something don't seem right. All right.
Something smells a little fishy.
Now, look, I can understand that they may not keep internal plant security footage for, you know, forever, you know, for years or decades. This was a relatively new aircraft. I think it only rolled off the line like 8 months ago or something like that. But, you know, still, the fact is it's understandable that the footage was overwritten. But for them not to have any record of who worked on what, when? I mean, that's just, look, that standard AS9001, ISO 9000, you know, security or quality control, you know who did what at every step in the process. And like, I used to, you know, handle all the IT for a defense subcontractor, and I actually wrote the software that tracked all this through the production system.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew at every step of the way who did what to what component, you know, and then it moved on to the next one, and you knew who did what there. There was a record of it that was kept forever. To tell me that Boeing doesn't have that information says that they don't have the same type of quality control that a small business of, you know, 50 employees doing $5 million a year has.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Bullshit.
And then probably the worst part is a whistleblower who was just this week interviewed by attorneys. He was blowing the whistle on quality control at Boeing. And, you know, he had just been deposed. His attorneys had set him down for a deposition. He was in South Carolina giving the deposition, staying at a hotel. The day after he gives the deposition about the quality control problems at Boeing, he's found dead in the hotel parking lot with a apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, how much stock does the Clintons own in Boeing? Is that what you said?
Right?
Should we look into that part?
Yeah. And, of course, friends and family are saying that he actually told them that if anything happens to me, it wasn't a suicide. I'm not suicidal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had reported being threatened by people not wanting him to come forward with this information.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just... unbelievable that this is going on, right? I mean, is it though? Is it really? When you get to this level of money, is anything really unbelievable?
I mean, I guess it's not, but at the same time, like you just, when you pointed out though, here's the thing, the guy said he wasn't going to be suicidal and then he ends up dead.
Right.
You know, like, is that really what you're doing?
Right. The day after giving a deposition about the quality control problems that he,
with a major billion-dollar company.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Multi-billion dollar. Who has actually extraterrestrial craft in his possession, which is, yeah, here's the thing. I'm tempted to buy Boeing stock right now.
Why?
Well, because I think it's going to tank here pretty soon, and it's going to tank to the point where they're going to have to reveal that they actually have alien technology and they're building, you know, all these, you know, spacecraft that are unbelievable, and we're actually going to start making an airplane that can go from London to Tokyo in 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna start building these things. Then their stock is going to absolutely go through the roof because they're going to have to do it to salvage the company.
So a high point recently was in December when it was 264.
Okay.
And right now it's at 182.
Right. Right.
And the last time they were this low was like pandemic time, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for it to get sub 100. Then I'm going all in.
Oh God, you gotta.
Well, this keeps going on, man. I mean, they keep having all these problems.
And boy, these used to be a lot more. Like in like 2020, they were at like 300.
Right.
And then they dropped like a rock down to 95.
Right. Should have got in there.
Oh, so they did got there.
Yeah. Should have got in then.
And then it's raised back up, and it was going back at a good clip, man, and then it just tanked because of this, all this stuff.
Right, right. But, yeah, I mean, this is really, someone needs to be investigating what happened to this dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they've already ruled it. The coroner has ruled it a suicide, but I'm totally not buying that. This dude was offed, you know?
It's the only thing that makes any sense. It's the only thing that really makes any sense, though. This guy who's saying he wasn't going to kill himself, did he do that just so people...
right?
He could take him off the...
You never truly know people's motivations. I mean, maybe he did this to, you know... who knows? But I think it's highly unlikely that this guy killed himself. And highly likely that someone with an interest in Boeing not being any more damaged than they are were responsible for it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're probably right about this one. I mean, it's just, you know, man, I'm just so sick of these people. I'm sick of all of them, man.
I know.
Yeah, I here's the thing. I wasn't really flying anymore anyway, but, like, I'm definitely not flying now.
Right, right.
I'm definitely not fucking flying.
Well, again, it's still, statistically speaking, even with all these problems, I mean, air travel is very, very safe.
No, I know. I just don't want to fly.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want to deal with it. All right, moving on. So
moving on.
Chuck Schumer Did you hear about this?
Yeah, he's got a problem with Netanyahu. Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with the Jews. He's got a problem with Netanyahu.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, he's starting to say that it's, you know, that what the Israel's doing in Palestine is too much, and he's calling for a ceasefire. So, I mean,
yeah, but he's really he's more arguing against. Yeah, he's really mad at Netanyahu,
which he should be. I mean, you know. And Netanyahu is just, you know, they're trying to push all the Palestinians out. So
I mean, that's what they're doing. Yeah. He doesn't want peace. He's not looking for peace. But, and in all honesty, look, he's not looking to get his people back.
But the fact that you know, essentially the highest Jew in America, in the U.S. government, you know, is you know, calling for Bibi's head, essentially. Is a pretty dramatic shift in policy. I don't think he would have done this without buy-in from the administration.
Here's the thing. If Trump were to do what Chuck Schumer did,
right,
then they would say that Trump was trying to...
He's an anti-Semite.
Well, not only is he anti-Semitic, but he's trying to influence elections in other countries as well as our own.
Well, yeah,
he probably would have been arrested
yeah,
for it.
Yeah. And I'm sure Biden would have had a lot to say about it and how much we support Israel. But this is clearly the Biden administration trying to solve this problem back channel. So the interesting part is this shows that the U.S. is tired of what's going on.
This shows
which
you
is a good thing.
Well, hold on. I think what Schumer shows you, though, is the back channel ain't working.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That Israel is not
listening.
This is
listening. This is a warning shot, basically.
Yeah, this is absolutely this is a shot across the bow.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Look, I would be completely in favor of them cutting, you know, all foreign aid funding to Israel.
Right.
But then again, I want them to cut all foreign aid to everybody, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to give it to other people and not give it to them.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yeah. So, but don't agree with Chuck Schumer if you're not Jewish. And you live in Canada or South Dakota. Because, you know, Trudeau is, this is an article here. Basically, in Canada.
No, it happened, though. Like, this
in
happened.
Canada. Yeah, this happened. In Canada, they actually have a law that, you know, for advocating genocide, you can spend, well, currently, if you just say you're in favor of genocide in Canada, you get 5 years in prison. They want to move that up to life in prison. Okay. Now, what the definition of genocide is, not sure. You know what I'm saying? It could that say, I support Israel? Could that be I support Gaza, Palestine? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, who's to decide on that?
Whoever wants to bust you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So hold on. In this one, to read this, to protect children from sexual exploitation, Canada must pass the Online Harms Act. Okay. Online Harms Act.
Right.
You're not near somebody. Online Harms Act. So this is saying speech is violence.
Right. And like you always say, kids are, you know, dead soldiers, that sort of thing.
That's what you stand on the graves of.
Trudeau's quote is, I am the parent of two young boys, and I will do whatever I can to assure their digital world is as safe as the neighborhood we live in. Children are vulnerable online. They need to be protected from online sexual exploitation, hate, and cyberbullying. Okay, so where does someone saying, you know, I support genocide fit into that? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't.
And again, I'm not saying that anyone should support genocide, but by no means should you spend 5 years to life in prison for words that you say online.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I mean,
so Bill C-63 would increase the maximum penalty specifically for advocating genocide from 5 years to life imprisonment, said an unnamed spokesperson for Canada's government, and from 2 to 5 years on indictment for the willful promotion of hatred.
Right. Right.
Boy, you,
who
that's
gets
a whole
to define
lot of,
that?
That's a word salad that's going to fuck you every day of the week. Right
oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Without question. Without question.
And, but, on the,
you know, and who gets to say? You know,
whoever's in charge.
Whose decision is that?
Whoever has the guns.
What is hate? Right.
And they're going to put it on. Again, a lot of times the weird thing is when these rules are written, the people that were advocating the heaviest for those rules to be written are some of the people that get busted by the rule.
Yeah, exactly. When somebody else is in power.
Yeah.
You know, how do these people not learn this? You know?
They don't care.
It's
all about the power.
I would love to see Trudeau actually lose power and then his, you know, the person after him actually puts him in jail under this bill.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be the best.
Would be very, very fitting.
Because he said something hateful about the new administration.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when he probably didn't.
That would be awesome. But
and we'd be on the show defending Trudeau.
All right. So since we got so deep into the difference between men and women in the first hour, we've got a whole lot of stuff we didn't get to. So if you'd like to join us in the second hour, go to patreon.com, sign up, become a subscriber, and we'll see you on the other side. Patreon.com/unattendedbaggage. See you there.